This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As the coronavirus pandemic takes hold in Wisconsin, personal protective equipment is at a premium. That's left some rural ambulance services in the state scrambling to keep up their supplies. Bram Sablesmith reports.
Rob Pohl says the reality of the pandemic hit fast when the first positive case was confirmed in Bayfield County on March 19th.
And I think everybody up here was shocked because they thought we were rural and we moved. And then all of a sudden we had a positive person. And I think there's been two since.
Pohl is paramedic coordinator for Great Divide Ambulance in the town of Cable, population 850. He says his service staffs four ambulances 24 hours a day to cover around 730 square miles. That's four trucks to cover an area three times the size of Chicago. Pohl says he knew his crews were going to have to deal with the virus, but he wasn't expecting it so soon.
I don't want to say we were completely unprepared, but we're learning as we go.
They've had to adjust how they use personal protective equipment. His crews now wear a minimum of a face mask and gloves to every call. If a patient has COVID-19 symptoms, they don 95s, gowns, and face shields. It's a lot more equipment than they're used to using and procuring. Pohl says it's been a wake-up call.
You called your regular suppliers and the phones wouldn't even answer. And some of them, they just kept ringing. Then now you call and you get a message saying, don't even ask us for for protective equipment because we have none.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch spoke with members of six rural EMS services around the state. And while they all say they have enough protective equipment for the moment, sourcing those supplies right now is a challenge. Here's Ryan Olson of Chautauqua Ambulance Service.
We've tried every vendor that we use. We've searched the internet.
Jim Onstad of Iola Fire and Ambulance.
We reached out to automotive supply stores and purchased some N95s.
Aaron LeClaire of Door County Emergency Service.
We did do that early on. We went around to the local auto stores and bought up half-face respirators.
The state is distributing supplies from the Strategic National Stockpile and other sources. That's helped some rural services. But these same items are in demand all over, and the Department of Health Services has issued guidance on conserving supplies, saying it expects continued shortages. Mark Cohen of the Wisconsin EMS Association says there's another wrinkle to the increased use of protective gear, paying for it.
We're funded by spaghetti suppers and pancake breakfasts.
Unlike fire protection, say, there's no requirement for local governments to provide emergency medical services. Nearly 40% of Wisconsin's emergency medical workforce are volunteers. And in rural areas especially, ambulance services often rely on a patchwork of funding sources. Cohen says protective gear and other precautions makes responding to calls during this pandemic even more costly. So his association sent a letter to Governor Evers on April 3rd asking for a rate increase for emergency medical services. So far, no response.
The dollars that they get don't even come close to covering the cost of pulling the ambulance out of the station.
Back in Bayfield County, Rob Pohl says his service has put a lot of supplies on back order, much more than they need, because he's anticipating many orders won't get filled. Of course, it's also possible they will.
And that's a little dangerous for us financially because, you know, we have a pretty tight budget.
Still, he's hopeful the protective equipment supply chain will catch up eventually. And together, he says, we'll all get through this. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.